Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pepe Manjul. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manjul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manjul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Carter reaches second base with a double. Manjul goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball towards left. Cardenal catches it and throws to second to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris takes first base on ball four. Morales scores. Trillo moves to third. Swisher moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lentz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lentz hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lentz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter is walked intentionally. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lentz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockhock. Lentz moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Morales reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foote fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lentz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lentz. Monday moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday tags and scores. Morales tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.